MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Fazil Rafi. He's head of global research at Riskura. Fazil, appreciate the time today. The Chinese economy disappointing in 2023, although third quarter certainly was boosted by surprises. You've had a recent trip to Shanghai and Beijing. What was your sense from being on the ground in China in terms of their economic recovery?
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to chat to you. So really appreciate that. The trip, really from a bottom-up perspective, was very, very different to what we see and read in the news. Really, I think the economic numbers have been poor, and they have been poor for, I guess, a couple of reasons. Number one, you've got a situation that, you know, the Chinese economy was coming out of one of the harshest COVID lockdowns where the entire country was, you know, switched off for vast majority of last year. Where the difference really comes from to experiences in the Western world, there were no big checks paid out to individuals and savings built out. So, you know, a little bit like other emerging market economies, you know, the normal person on the street, you know, had to get through these COVID lockdowns, you know, without jobs, without earning money. That's number one. Number two, the other thing that the Chinese had observed from the experiences of the West was blind stimulus that we saw in Europe and the USA left a very big overhang where we are experiencing high inflation rates coming up. If you think about if that was to happen in China and there was, you know, 10% plus inflation, people would come out on the streets. You know, and this is the world's largest population, and that is something that was not something that the Communist Party could tolerate. So as a result, they've also been very, very reserved in providing the stimulus, which is, just to be clear, it is needed. There does need to be fiscal stimulus pumped into the economy to get it going, which is coming through now. And I'm not sure if you've picked up in the last few days, you know, President Xi himself paid a visit and, you know, kind of reiterated the stimulus is coming. And as a result, you might have seen that global markets have been falling in the last few days, whereas the Chinese market has been flat. So that is coming. So that's kind of one part of the story. The second one is, of course, the real estate story. Just to be clear, the real estate issue really is not in cities like Shanghai and Beijing. That's not where. And, you know, 60 to 70% of the entire real estate market has been stable. Prices may have fallen a little bit. Where it's really been an issue is in the smaller cities, where prices went up a lot and came down quite a bit. And that's where there was a lot of speculative development going on. And we're seeing the kind of the issues that we read in the news. But again, this is part of a well-marked objective of the Chinese government to shift the economy's reliance on the real estate sector, which is a big, big part of the total Chinese economy over the previous decades, to an economy that's driven by a consumer market. And so the deleveraging of the real estate sector has been happening for a long time. What happened, I guess, last year was a double whammy effect where the government was already trying to press down and delever the real estate sector. And then there was a double whammy with COVID lockdowns coming up. So the real estate sector got hurt a lot more than intended. The real opportunity, and, you know, if you go to cities like Shanghai and Beijing, you know, when you see the real investment opportunities driven by kind of three themes. One, the world's largest population, consuming products which are, you know, made by local companies, and they're getting better and better up the quality spectrum. Second one, manufacturing industry becoming from the world's largest and cheapest to the world's largest and best in class, which is a really, really exciting area. And then thirdly is how innovation is changing. So, you know, you talk about, right, okay, so if the consumer internet story is over and you're not going to get more Tencent than Alibaba's coming in the Chinese market, then where is innovation coming? And that was also very exciting. We met some of the best venture capital managers who have created companies like Tencent and Alibaba in the past, and what they are doing today was also very remarkable. And seeing that was really, really eye-opening.
Fazal Rafi, Head of Global Research with Kira, appreciate the insights there. And that's our question today, our poll on LinkedIn and Twitter. You think China's turning the corner on economic data? I mean, we've seen, I suppose, some improvements, but not massive jumps, just sort of edging in the right direction. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and X. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.